Now, before examining this chapter, before seeing what this sutra says in this chapter about Avalokiteshvara, let's have a little general information about him. As we've seen, he is the Bodhisattva of compassion. He's compassion incarnate, as it were, and he has a number of different forms. One of the most famous of these forms, perhaps rather bizarre from the Western point of view, is that with 11 heads and 1,000 arms. Now, I've seen a number of representations of this sort, some of them very large indeed, and believe me, they're very, very impressive. There are 11 heads because there are 11 directions of space, including the central point, center, north, south, east and west, the four intermediate points, and then the zenith and the nadir. So 11 altogether. Compassion is omnipresent. It looks in all directions. And it has 1,000 arms because there's so much to be done. There's so much suffering. So much to be done to relieve suffering. So 1,000 arms at least are necessary. An infinite number even are necessary. And there's a very interesting legend attached to the origin of this particular form of Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion. It is said that once upon a time, Avalokiteshvara was seated on the Potalat Hill, where he usually lives in South India, and he was surveying the whole world. And he saw in all quarters a terrible amount of suffering. He saw some people being oppressed by unjust kings, led off to execution, tortured, beheaded. He saw other people being burned, others devoured by wild beasts, others bitten by serpents and dying, painful deaths. Saw others drowning at sea, saw others suffering from disease, sickness, old age, bereavement, separation. And he felt there was a terrible amount of suffering in the world, and he couldn't help feeling it very, very deeply, very, very bitterly indeed, that there should be so much suffering. And we're told that he felt this suffering, the suffering of humanity, the suffering of sentient existence, so intensely that his whole being felt sort of screwed up. He felt a terrible sort of tension, as it were. And suddenly, under the strain, his head, the legend says, split into 11 fragments, and each fragment became a head, 11 heads. And these came together, and 1,000 arms came out to relieve and succor all these people suffering in different parts of the world in this way. So we can see the meaning of the symbolism very, very clearly, that this is how you feel, this is how you can actually feel when you see around you so much suffering. You feel as though you could sort of split, as though your head could split into 11 pieces and your arms multiply infinitely, 1,000-fold, in all directions, so as to succor this, to help, to render some aid. So this is the sort of compassion that Avalokiteshvara represents. And then again, there's another very beautiful legend associated with the fact that Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion, is the spiritual father of the female Bodhisattva, Tara, who is his sort of spiritual daughter. We're told on another occasion, seeing all the suffering in the world, Avalokiteshvara couldn't help weeping bitterly. And he wept for so long and so profusely that a great pool of tears formed, a great pool of water. And the pool of water, the pool of tears grew and grew and grew, spread and spread and spread, until it was an enormous lake, a shining lake of pure, clear, crystal water. And then, from that lake, there sprang up a beautiful, pure, white lotus, an enormous white lotus. And the petals slowly opened. And inside there were seen, standing, perhaps sitting, a beautiful white goddess, with a white lotus, in her hand. And this, we are told, was the goddess Tara, the female Bodhisattva Tara. And she's sometimes described as being born out of the vow, or born by the power of the vow of the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara. And she represents a sort of quintessence of compassion. She's an even more sort of delicate, an even more tender sort of figure than Avalokiteshvara himself. So there are these various forms of Avalokiteshvara. The most famous, perhaps, is the four-armed form, This is known as Sadakshari Avalokiteshvara. Sadakshari means with or possessing six letters or syllables. And these six letters or syllables are those of the mantra. Om, Ma, Ni, Pa, Dme, Hum. Six syllables or six letters. We'll describe this particular form of Avalokiteshvara in a few minutes. In Tantric Buddhism, in the Vajrayana, Avalokiteshvara assumes a wrathful form, an angry form, destructive of ignorance, destructive of anger, destructive of hate. And this wrathful form is known as Mahakala, great time, the destroyer of everything conditioned. Now in China, a rather interesting thing happened. The worship, the cult of Avalokiteshvara was introduced into China, largely through the agency of the White Lotus Sutra. But in China, the originally masculine bodhisattva became feminine and became known as Kuan Yin, the most popular of all the Chinese bodhisattvas.